Good afternoon or evening, and welcome to the Dr. Zeus Film Podcast. It's Friday. Usually I would play a clip, or I would, you know, give you some spiel. I admire those shows that have the clip ready to go and the music. I don't do that. I just cut to it in a very kind of one-off, one-man show type of deal. But I am open to having guests on the show. Like I said yesterday, it would have been great to have had Al Jorgensen of Ministry on here. But, you know, that's a pipe dream in itself. Maybe one day in the future. I'm not going to fan out. I've learned that when you meet people, to just relax. When I met David Sedaris, I remember in my brain saying, don't fan out. And I didn't. I just welcomed him to the area. He asked if I'd like some candy. That was it. Now, a lot of these musicians and directors and actors. See, with actors, it's a little different. And I remember years ago, this person, shall remain nameless, said to me, we were going to the same place that a certain actress went to. I said, don't embarrass him. Okay. All right. I know how to keep it cool. And then I think of my friend of this show, Carlos Delano, who has come into contact with a lot of really well-known people. And his mother taught him early on to just, they are regular people, just like you and I, treat them with respect. Because his mother would work in this restaurant, or I think it was a store, correct me. And they sold soup, and a lot of well-known people would come in, and his mother taught him not to gawk at them. I remember one time when he worked for MTV. Yeah, he did. I don't think he'll mind my saying that. And he told me that they were preparing for the VMAs, and he stood next to Lou Reed. And I went, oh, because I love Lou Reed. Come on. We had that in common. But I wanted to give him a shout out because I haven't heard from him since April. But I know that he listens to the show while he plays Wordy. I myself cannot do Wordy or Wordle or whatever. I do song pop and I do different. I don't play a lot of games in life or on the phone. So here we are, Friday. This isn't a fabulous Friday. It's Fuck It Friday. The week is over. It was a shit week. Professionally, it was good, but then personally, that's how I always kind of see it, you know, professionally and personally. As you can tell, I don't sound like my usual self, and don't worry, be happy. But I am hydrated and disposed right now. It's hot out, and I think when it cools down, I'll make my way, you know, like Vanessa Carlton, making my way. My friend from Texas loves that song. Oh God. Sex worker guest. We'll call him that. Andy, who needs to come out to California. And, you know, this is why I like Fridays. I can just ramble on like a Led Zeppelin song, rather than talk about a film or talk about music, which I will. Or talk about, I was talking about this yesterday with a coworker. We were talking about films and how this country has such a problem with foreign films because you guys, you're so lazy. I don't want to read the fucking film. But you don't realize how much culture you're going to take in watching this film. It doesn't hurt to read it. I'm reading the screen right now of a news thing. My eyes are not tired. It's like, oh, okay, that's what we're reading, you know? There's a really great documentary on these cats called Kedi, which is Turkish for cat, of these cats that overtook Istanbul, and they're part of the community. So those are things that you learn when you watch a foreign film or a foreign language documentary, or Another Round. That's another good one. Even if you've seen The Northman, he speaks Icelandic and Swedish in the film, which is intense. And it's good to learn that. I've run into people who are stunned, like, wait a minute, he's not American? No. Here's the thing with this country. A lot of you are like, well, he's not American. Seriously, this is a land of immigrants. I'm not going to get political, but this is a land of immigrants. Keep that in mind. The indigenous people were here first. And even they came from a different continent. But they were here first. The rest of us all came here on boats or on foot, crossing the border or on a boat, crossing the Atlantic or crossing the Pacific. And we arrive here at California. Whereas some that I've known in my family have said that one day California will break off from everything else. And it's like, I hope not. Because then that would be kind of awkward. It would kind of be similar, you know, because like when you go to Hawaii, you don't say that you're from California because then they think you have money. You say that you are from the mainland. It's like, okay. I learned that early on. So here we are, it's Friday. Last night we talked about ministry, Psalm 69, and I'm currently reading, oh, I love Adam Nurgle, Darsky of Behemoth. This is a book, Confessions of a Heretic, The Sacred and Profane Behemoth and Beyond. Forward by D. Randall Blythe of Lamb of God. Oh, I am just so in love and in awe of Behemoth and their sound and their accoutrements and their artistry. Everything that's attached to Behemoth, it's intriguing to me. The visuals, their videos are very interesting. You don't see a lot of American bands doing what they're doing visually. The whole video medium has changed over time. You'd watch MTV, or in my case, you'd watch the California Music Channel. Shout out to Trace Nunez and Chuy Gomez and Franzen, who I didn't have cable when I was growing up, so that's what we watched. We watched the California Music Channel. You could watch Tupac, and you could watch E40, both Bay Area icons right there. Even though Tupac was from New York, Tupac got his hip-hop start here in California, in the Bay Area. I'm not in the Bay Area. I want to just clarify that. Because many of my friends, including the LNC, think that I am from the Bay Area. I do have Bay Area ties, family-wise, but I am not. I am in the Central Valley. I do go to the Bay Area a lot for concerts and for artistic reasons. You know, if I want to go to, like, a art show, I have yet to go. I think there's a Frida Kahlo one. And then there's a Salvador Dali one. When those come back, then I will definitely go, because I am such a big Salvador Dali devotee, as well as Frida Kahlo. A very good friend of mine and professor went to Frida Kahlo's house, and so we would talk about that, because I absolutely loved her. Because her paintings were not typically glamorous. There were diaries on canvas, so, and that's why I loved her artistic endeavors right there. And she had a very full and colorful life. She didn't live very long, but in that time, it was very full and it was very colorful. And here at the Dr. Zeus Film Podcast, I'm all about that. I'm all about sharing films and music and these characters. You know, I'm looking at my books right now. I've got some interesting books. I've got those Mysteries of the World book. I've got a Motorhead book. My books are very eclectic. Arnold Schwarzenegger's, and then I've got David Sedaris diaries. And then what else do I have in there? Probably a book on jazz. And then I have a Doors book. It's a coffee table book. Had a shitty cover, and so I don't know what happened to that cover. So yeah, it's Friday. It's been a crazy week. It's been a memorable week. Just trying to keep it together, trying to keep everything in check, mentally and physically, and just trying to press on in these very extraordinary times. A lot of shit's going on, both in this town and all over the world, and you know, news is just kind of, even though I have it on right now and I have it toned down, that's so funny. Oh, I wanted to give a shout out to James because he's a big Tupac fan, as am I, and I recently purchased Gridlock on DVD, which is hard to find. Directed by Vondie Curtis Hall, who, by the way, is married to Casey Lemons, who directed the film on Harriet Tubman called Harriet, and then also directed Eve's Bayou, which is a really great film released about 25 years ago with Jeremy Smollett, Debbie Morgan, the beautiful Lynn Whitfield, Samuel L. Jackson, Lisa Nicole Carson, Megan Good, very extraordinary cast. Oh, and the late. Oh, geez. Now I forget her name. Oh, geez. She was an Academy Award nominated actress. She was in the film Claudine. Yes, I've seen Claudine. You know who else is in Claudine? I believe it's Miss Diane Carroll. Diane Carroll was an Oscar nominated actress. She was in the movie Claudine with Mr. James Earl Jones. 1974. It was a good film. Yes, she was nominated for Best Actress for an Oscar. But Miss Diane Carroll is in Eve's Bayou, and that's always the thing when you put someone of that stature in a small independent film, and they shine. And I've talked to people who have seen Eve's Bayou. There's a lot of magic and there's a lot of darkness in it. And it takes place in New Orleans, Louisiana. I hope I said that right. During the 1960s. And it focuses on a family. Samuel L. Jackson is a country doctor. There's a lot of secrecy. There's a lot of suspicion. A lot of... family ties that break, shall we say. And those are the good films to watch. I'm not saying to always watch dark films, but films that illuminate you and music that illuminates you. And nothing against Britney Spears breaking down on the freeway, but come on. I don't get it, and it's funny, and it's like, oh, okay. Alright, even Madonna. I grew up listening to Madonna, but... Madonna, it's like take it or leave it. I wouldn't see her in concert, mainly because I don't think I'd be able to enjoy myself, because the tickets themselves are basically very, very expensive. So, and I truly feel that relevancy wise, she's already gone past it. She's gone past it by 25 years. Because 24 years ago, she put out what I felt was her magnum opus, which was Ray of Light. It was a comeback album. It was, for me personally, her last great album. That and maybe Confessions on the Dance Floor, her last great album. After that, it's like, oh God, what are you doing? And those who have seen her on tour, great. But I don't know. Whatever. If it presents itself, it presents itself. But I'm really not... betting on it to see her in concert. Okay. There are a few people that I have on the list, and I figured because I'm talking about concerts, oh God. Lucky 13. I know some of you don't think 13 is a lucky number, but it is. And I know people who 13 is their lucky number, family members. And then also, if you are of Judaism, that's when they var mitzvah the boys is at 13, because they feel that the soul is solidified. So concert wise 13 this year. January, we began with Tool. March, Buddy Guy. April, the Melvins and Ministry. Deftones and Gojira in April. May, Behemoth. June, Bob Dylan. September, Motley Crue, Poison, Def Leppard. I'm looking more forward to Joan Jett. Nine Inch Nails in September also. Buddy Guy again in September. Meshuggah in October, The Black Keys in October, Aftershock Thursday night, Slipknot, Rob Zombie. That's who I'm looking forward to. Aftershock Friday night, Lamb of God and Meshuggah, Kiss, Take It or Leave It with them. And if you're a Kiss fan, I'm sorry but not sorry, because my aunt is a Kiss fan and I just don't understand it. It's like, all right. I remember I told her I was going to go see Iron Maiden. She's like, oh, I saw Kiss. And I said, yeah. And I played a little of Iron Maiden for her and she went, oh. And I said, yeah, they have pyrotechnics. And they did. In fact, Bruce Dickerson, the lead singer, is it Dickinson or Dicker? Well, he had a flamethrower attached to him, which I really thought was fucking funny. So it's Flame It Up Friday. It is. And just talking to all of you and just connecting and because then I don't feel I have a deadline. My deadline is always before midnight, because then the show counts. It counts for the day. I usually do these after the day has been done, after work, after everything, you know, and I'm able to just collect my thoughts and talk to all of you. And here we are. We've arrived at Friday and the week is over. It may just be beginning for some. See, when I make mistakes like that, I don't cut it out. I just don't. Maybe that's like why I like the artists that are very lo-fi, like Breeders and PJ Harvey, because that's their shtick. And I've done voice recordings before in the past, and that I can understand. They will take like something I said and fix it. But with this show, I don't do that. I just don't do that. You hear this show, warts and all. So then you know me, and then you know that, you know, shit happens. Or as my friends would say, shit happens when you party naked. Shout out to that podcast. And Jason and Christina and their two girls. And Chris Wetzke and Adam Simmons. And it's been a tough week for Adam. And I'm just sending him love out there. And Adam's an interesting character, because he will get riled up on creatures. It's fun to watch. It's fun to all watch all of them get riled up. And I'm just waiting to call in, because, you know, when it comes to, I mean, I believe in ghost stories, but when it comes to some of the conspiracy theories, or as I usually say on it, conspiracy theories, I just kind of raised, kind of, not turn my nose at them, but be aware, you know what I mean? When they talk about the paranormal, I'm all for that. Because I've had paranormal experience. I'm continuing to have them. And I don't talk about them in a capacity, because some of you would think I'm nuts. I probably am. Because I've encountered people who are very, very religious. And they said, oh, ghosts don't exist. That's the devil. And it's like, oh, okay. So you're going to say that to someone who is mourning a lost one and they see them? Oh yeah. And see, that's where I can't get behind that bullshit. Yeah, no thank you. Different strokes for different folks, as Prince would say. And Prince was a Jehovah's Witness toward the end of his life. I was taught to be respectful of religion, but I'm not a practicing Catholic. I am a baptized Catholic. And I'll leave it at that. I am more so spiritual. If you've ever seen pictures of my table, I have crystal skulls and pyramids. And who knows what you all think of me. And that's fine. Certain family members who remain nameless think that I am evil and demonic because I have skulls. No, there's nothing demonic about skulls. I could say some things about man-made religion that come off as kind of demonic in itself, but not a good demonic. Kind of psychotic. Oh god, now I rhymed. It's psychotic, demonic. No, like Lady Gaga. But yeah, you know, respect. And this is an inclusive space for my listeners. I'm not going to be like, what's his face, and go after you because you don't do DMT or you don't work out regularly. what I've noticed about society is that when you go after people who don't, first of all, I used to work out all the time. Okay. I don't judge people who don't work out. That is for them to determine. Okay. Don't belittle people just because they're not like you. And what I notice is that these trainers think that everyone is lazy. No. This is where we have to get to the mental health of the root cause right there. Is that I think first and foremost, you should see a shrink while also seeing a trainer so that the trainer won't fuck with you. Because what I've noticed is that they try to sell you all this shit and then they belittle you. That's not how you get someone in shape. They have to want to do it. They have to. I did it for me. I didn't do it because someone was driving me to it and saying all this kind of negative bullshit and telling me drop and give me 20. Fuck that. I don't do that. You know, if anything, I was getting negative connotations from people because they thought I was doing it too much, which I wasn't. I was just doing it daily. So, and then these fitness people get political, and my stance on that is I don't pay you to get, I don't want to know about that. I want you to tell me scientifically, which most of them can't because most of them don't have scientific knowledge or a background. I do know some podcasters whom I love very dearly. They have nutrition experience. A lot of fitness people don't have that. They just tell you to take these pre-workout supplements or drink this energy drink. I can't drink an energy drink because I have a health condition. That shit would kill me. But it's good that, see, they are aware of that. They are aware of your macros and micros, okay? Versus those who just drop and give me 20. And then they start going off on the administration, you know, because they're a small business owner. And I understand that. I am a small business owner. The Dr. Zeus Film Podcast, I run it. But, you know, without getting political, the administration, I'm not going to talk about it on here. I'm just not. And those of you who, you know, like to say in my presence, oh, you fucking Democrats, you don't hear me saying, oh, you fucking Republicans. I don't say that. I think that some of you need to just, and this is not being political, this is just being real. Some of you need to dial it back and be a little more respectful. Okay? Saying, fuck this, oh, I hate this. Here's what I've learned about the word hate. If you use that in every sentence, you've got a problem. Your life would be much better if you said, oh, I dislike this. You know, it's not for me. Versus, oh, I hate that. I hate it. If you hate everything, then I don't know what else to tell you. Take some NyQuil and shut the fuck up. I remember I used to do that on here, is I would give What's-His-Face a cup of shut the fuck up. And I stopped doing that. And I stopped. The show vibed a little better. And I know people used to look forward to it. But I don't do it anymore. And yeah, this is craziness. This is craziness. So it's the Dr. Zeus Film Podcast. Respect to all. But as I say that, also, maybe some of you should also be respectful rather than looking at me and thinking, oh, dumb liberal. Well, I'm far from dumb because I come from a family of educated individuals. Scientific individuals. One is a Democrat and one is a Republican. One votes based on country, not party. And the other one does too. So that's where I got a little political right there, because some of you need to just dial it down. Dial it down. Okay? And stop being anti this and anti that and saying no all the time. You say no when it's a bad situation. When someone wants you to go to a club and you don't feel right, or a bar because you don't drink, that's where you say no. When it comes to other people's rights, you don't have the right to say no. You just don't. And I'm the Dr. Zeus Film Podcast, and I support that. I support that. That when it comes to my rights or women's rights, you don't have a right to say no to us. Okay, these are our valid rights. We are not infringing on your rights. And those who often get upset, oh, it's not fair. Why? And it always has something to do with those of us who are brown skinned. Oh, it's not fair with you all. Oh, okay. All right. Well, life isn't fair, Cupcake. So this is the Dr. Seuss Film Podcast. See what happens to me on Friday. I let it all out. And it feels really good to let it all out. And if you are unhappy with today's show, then, well, this is the sound of the tiniest violin. Don't let the doorknob hit you in the booty. As always, unpleasant dreams. And yes, to echo Chris Wetzke, shots fired.